WYLL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Friday, May 12th. Coming up, we'll learn more about how Illinois is continuing to provide care for transgender people despite bills targeting them in neighboring Midwest states. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The Illinois House of Representatives passed four measures aimed at protecting and expanding access to reproductive health care this week. Mawa Iqbal has more.
The U.S. Supreme Court's reversal of Roe v. Wade was almost 1 year ago. Democratic State Representative Kelly Cassidy says Republican-controlled states have ramped up their restrictions on abortion.
And as long as they continue their aggressive attacks, we will just as aggressively defend and protect the people of the state of Illinois and the people they are forcing to flee to our state to come and get care.
Cassidy's measure would require insurers to cover abortion medication. Other measures would require public universities to have emergency contraception at wellness kiosks and protect license plate data of people coming to Illinois for abortion care. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The Illinois House has passed a measure to let regular citizens bring the gun industry to court in certain circumstances. It says firearms cannot be sold to straw purchasers or marketed to minors and illegal paramilitary militias. If someone violates those rules or otherwise, quote, knowingly creates an unsafe environment, the state's consumer protection laws would allow people to sue. Democratic State Representative Jennifer Gong-Gershowitz says the state attorney general has used those laws to go after pharmaceutical companies.
It's not okay to market an assault weapon to children. It's about time to hold gun manufacturers accountable, just like every other business.
Individuals, gun shops, and manufacturers could all be sued. Republicans say the measure doesn't say what unsafe environment means and unanimously voted against it. They also think it's unconstitutional. It now moves to the Senate. The Illinois Department of Financial and Professional Regulation will hold its next social equity lottery this month. Out of 27,000 applicants, 55 will be awarded cannabis dispensary licenses. Scott Redman is founder and president of the Illinois Independent Craft Growers Association. He told the 21st show what the growth in recreational cannabis means for its medical uses.
The new dispensaries that are going to go into the Danville area or the Springfield area or the Peoria area or the southern tip of the state, they are only going to be able to sell adult use, and that's not going to help the patients.
He says patients could buy cannabis at a retail price and pay taxes on it, but it's not the most appropriate solution. Many living in these smaller cities are forced to travel to areas that sell both recreational and medical cannabis. A fire ravaged three buildings in downtown Gibson City yesterday. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows has more.
The fire was first detected around 5:30 a.m. in a building on the southeast corner of Sangamon and 9th in Gibson City. It spread to two adjacent buildings. Firefighters from several area departments fought the blaze until seeming to put it out in the mid-afternoon. But firefighters were called back when the fire reignited around 7 p.m. Daniel Dickey, mayor of the small Ford County town, believes at least two of the three buildings will have to be torn down. He says for now, parking and sidewalks around those buildings will be closed off.
You just don't know with these old buildings. It may not be safe. We don't know, but we'd rather be cautious. We don't want anybody walking on the sidewalks or parking in those parking spots around those buildings.
The buildings housed both businesses and apartments. The apartment occupants were all evacuated safely. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
Still to come, we'll learn more about care for transgender people in Illinois as bills targeting their care come up in other Midwest states. That story is next on 217 Today.
American Experience's The Sun Queen shares the story of engineer and inventor Maria Telkus, who spent nearly 50 years exploring how to harness the sun's power. She also experienced rampant sexism and fought pitched battles with her male colleagues at MIT. Her research and innovations from the 1930s through the 70s continue to shape our lives today. Stream this and other documentaries as a friend of WILL. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. According to the Trans Legislation Tracker, nearly 20 bills targeting the rights of transgender people were introduced in 2019. Fast forward to this year, and nearly 500 bills have been introduced or approved in state houses across America and in Congress in 2023 alone. But as Illinois Student Newsroom's Owen Henderson reports, Illinois has moved in the opposite direction.
All right, great. I'm going to go ahead and take your blood pressure now. I'm just going to put this on your arm real quick.
It's 2 o'clock in the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District. Nurse MJ Hanlon is taking a patient's blood pressure. She says she's considered work opportunities in other states, but decided to stay at CUPHD for now.
I'd actually been offered a couple of contracts, travel nursing, but the agency that I was going to contract through wasn't based out of Illinois, so they weren't required to provide gender-affirming care for their insurance. So that was a big factor in, oh, I guess I really can't do travel nursing. And that was before a lot of the wave of these bills have come through.
As a trans woman, Hanlon says she feels secure that she'll keep her access to care in Illinois, but that's not the case in neighboring Iowa, Indiana, and Kentucky. All three states have passed bans on gender-affirming health care for minors this year. Ed Yonka with the ACLU of Illinois says the reasoning behind the laws doesn't match their effect.
It is often couched under the rubric of protecting children, and by doing that, essentially legislators are taking away the rights of parents to decide what health care their child needs and what the child doesn't need.
He says it's an effort to deny fundamental health care and says it should be up to medical professionals to determine what care is suitable.
Having the government say you aren't who you think you are, that's not the role of government.
Several medical organizations like the American Medical Association and the American Academy of Pediatrics support age-appropriate gender-affirming care. Alex Eaton is a trans student at Parkland College. He says restrictions like the ones in neighboring states would have stopped the hormone therapy he began at 17. Eaton says his parents and doctors approached his transition with lots of caution.
And I was like, this is something I want to do. And they were like, okay, let's talk to a doctor. They weren't going to help me rush into it, even if I wanted to. Not that I could have. I mean, there's procedures and stuff.
Dr. Diane Alexander, a psychiatrist in Champaign and trans woman, says she's very careful when examining minors who want to pursue gender-affirming medical care.
I think the process should be there, but I think it should be prohibitive to some extent for minors.
On April 13th, the Missouri Attorney General enacted emergency regulations that prevent medical providers from providing gender-affirming care to anyone unless they meet extremely stringent state requirements. Micah Ballard, with the Metro Trans Umbrella Group, says these restrictions have many members of the trans community in the St. Louis area thinking about relocating.
I've had several community members talk about either considering moving to Illinois or another state that is more affirming or are actively making plans to move out of state and move to Illinois.
Dr. Alexander says she already sees patients that have come to Illinois for its more accepting environment. But she says even though Illinois has enshrined legal access to care, there still aren't enough providers and resources available.
Even just with the population that occurs within our state, we're still behind the curve from where ICEA would like us to be. And so then you add an influx, the system could be overwhelmed.
Earlier this year, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a law guaranteeing that in-state providers can't lose their licenses for providing care that's legal in the state of Illinois, even if that care is illegal elsewhere. State Representative Kelly Cassidy, who sponsored that legislation, says she hopes the trans community will keep feeling safe to seek care here.
We are keeping it legal. We are maintaining access. We are going to protect everyone we can. Don't be disheartened by what's happening around us. Illinois is going to remain a haven.
Cassidy says the working group she leads plans to keep finding ways to make Illinois a more affirming space for the trans community. I'm Owen Henderson, Illinois Student Newsroom.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and a high of 82 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Alex Steigman, May Antar, Jim Meadows, and Owen Henderson. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.